Hello, I'm Deja Divine, and I'm coming to you with another quick word. Okay, so today I watched a video about how I lost my fake friend. And it was basically this girl who is a Christian. She was telling her truth about her friend and how she did her wrong. But what do you do when you're the person who wronged the other person? I've never really been the type to have a friend or a person I call friend because I never really fit in because I was always insecure with myself and who I was as a person. I had so much trauma mentally. I was dealing with a lot, and no, that's not a reason to justify my actions. But I had to learn how to let God help me fight my battles. I had to learn how to be honest with myself and others. Being honest was hard for me because I knew with my truth that I would hurt so many people. Again, that's not me trying to justify. It wasn't my intent to hurt anybody, and I apologize deeply for not being honest about my situation from the start. When you make mistakes and hurt people, the person you hurt don't want to see you healed. They want to see you hurt because now they're hurt from whatever situation that you put them in. And realistically speaking, who wouldn't want the other person to be hurt? Okay, so say if someone killed your brother, you want to take that person's life, or you want to see them behind bars for the rest of their life. But just, you know, try to, you know, see things from a different perspective. Flip it real quick. What if your brother was the one who killed someone else's brother? Would you want to see your brother murdered because he murdered someone else? Would you want to see him behind bars for the rest of his life? Personally, I don't think so. Because you know that person's heart. You know your brother. You know your person's heart. Your brother's heart. And you know that there had to be someone something mentally wrong with your brother to allow him to commit that crime to begin with. With that said, generational curses. Hurt people hurt people. So if you've hurt someone in your life, or if you feel you have secrets, it's best to confess your sins. And let me see. I just read the scripture. It says, therefore, it's James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. So for me, in my situation, I could have, you know what I'm saying, like been, you know, first of all, I can't be upset with that person. That's number one. Because I'm the one, you know what I'm saying, like they're wrong, that person. And I can't be upset for how they choose to deal, you know what I'm saying, with the situation. I feel like the people that I have hurt, how do I want to say this? Lord help me. Holy Spirit speak. Okay, so I feel like it's only right, you know what I'm saying, to confess your sins. And if you can't go to the person or whatever that you've hurt and tell them, you know, straight up and honest, I think you should at least, you know what I'm saying, like be honest with God and confess your sins with God, because the truth shall set you free. And for the people that have wronged somebody, you know what I'm saying, like before, don't allow what you did wrong to other people take your heart. Be who you are and don't let the hurt change that. Because God is a forgiving God and God is merciful. But you have to forgive to be forgiven. And there's nobody on this earth, on this planet, that has not done somebody wrong. And a lot of times people don't speak about that. So a lot of times people, they feel like they can't be honest. They feel like they can't come forward or whatever, because people, they're going to talk about you. I just want to be straight up and honest. It don't matter if they're your friend. It don't matter if they're your sister, your brother, whatever. If you do something wrong, oh, trust me, you're going to be talked about. And it's okay, because Jesus was talked about. But anyways, I think I'm getting off topic. But anyway, I just really wanted to come on and encourage somebody who maybe have done something, you know what I'm saying, like wrong to somebody, you know, because a lot of the times we don't see people, you know, come and they tell that they have hurt somebody. We always see, you know what I'm saying, people being the victim and them, you know, being all hurt and stuff like that. But it's not for you to be hurt. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, this, whatever that I had to go through, I feel like it was a lesson, you know what I'm saying? It was a lesson for me. And I feel like it was also a blessing for me because it just opened up my eyes to see the situation from many different perspectives. And I just feel like in this season, God is going to use my pain and turn it into my purpose. Like I said, I just want to encourage people because I know that it's not easy whenever you've been through things or whenever you are the one that was out there doing wrong or shady stuff or, you know, being the snake or fake or however, you know, people want to put it. But deep down inside, we all have that same heart, you know what I'm saying? We all have, you know, God, you know what I'm saying, like within our hearts. And that's, you know what I'm saying, like who we truly are. Whether or not we try to, or whether or not we have jealousy on top of that, whether or not we have hate on top of that, whether or not we have unforgiveness on top of that, guilt, shame, like God can change that. And you just got to be honest, you know what I'm saying, like with yourself first and foremost. And if you can go and be honest and confess, you know what I'm saying, the things that you've done to others, you know, that's good too. Because you got, like, you're going to have to feel that pain. I mean, it ain't no other way around it. You're going to have to feel it because, I mean, it's only right. And I think that's where, you know, like for me, my truths, they really humble me. And they really allow me to learn, you know what I'm saying, like how to forgive people. Now, I'm not saying that I'm perfect and I'm not saying that I'm just this, you know, I'm not saying that because I still struggle every day to make sure that I'm, you know, living righteously. And it's going to take some time, but I'm going to continue to stay at it or whatever and, you know, continue to try to walk righteously, you know, in God's eyes. But that's all because now I'm rambling. But I just want y'all to continue to pray, you know what I'm saying, for each other. You know, even like when the person's hurt you, continue to pray. And God can change any situation. So y'all be blessed.